Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is Sarah.
And this is Beth.
And we are Pantsuit Politics,
a podcast where we take a different approach to the news.
We talk about news, we talk about politics, but we also talk about parenting and travel and pop culture and how all of that affects how we understand the world.
We're really different people. Sometimes you'll hear us agree and sometimes not. We think that's where the fun is. We laugh and learn together and with all of you twice a week, every week.
Pantsuit Politics is about engaging with each other and the news without the anxiety and the frustration.
We hope you'll join our conversation every Tuesday and Friday because politics doesn't have to be exhausting. Our listeners tell us it's like time spent with your good friends who did their homework.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
October 14th, 2008.
From Comedy Central's World News Headquarters in New York, this is The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
Tonight, old school Bush administration. Ari Fleischer is going to be joining us. President Bush's first press secretary, back when they were still trying to cover up the lies. Now they don't even care. They don't even have. Dana Perino just goes up there and goes, "Yeah, you got us." This man was the master. Speaking of still President Bush, despite the frothy turd burger that he is going to be leaving in Washington, the race to succeed him continues. And with the economy dominating voters' minds, you can imagine what the Maverick campaign is talking about.
Who is the real Barack Obama?
Someone who sees America as imperfect enough to pal around with terrorists.
Who will put our country first?
Senator Obama decided to cast a vote to not fund my son when he was serving
in the living room of a domestic terrorist.
A vote for Senator Obama will leave this country at risk.
Just once, I would love to hear Barack Obama say he wants America to win.
And why won't he tell us he doesn't molest children? What are we supposed to think? It's a coordinated attack by the McCain-Palin campaign designed to stir up anger and fear. But will it work?
I'm mad. I'm really mad.
We're scared of an Obama presidency.
My God, he's done it. But see, there's a little bit of a problem here. Any mad scientist will tell you. There's a point where your excitement over the monster you've created coming to life damps down a little bit. It's usually around the time when that monster starts breaking all the in your lab.
There.
Hey, Igor, does this have an off switch on it? Is there? Help! And there's another complication. If you've raised the monster to fear and despise fire, it's awfully hard to convince the monster that fire can also be very useful in cooking.
I have to tell you, he is a decent person and a person that you do not have to be scared as President of the United States. Now, I just, look.
See?
Ha,
I miss smoking. But the very worst thing about creating a monster has got to be, you never know when the monster's gonna turn.
I can't trust Obama. I have read about him, and he's an Arab. He is not. No, ma'am.
He's a decent family man, citizen that I just happen to have disagreements with.
You know what? Give me the mic, Frankenstein. Just give me the mic. Give me the mic, Frankenstein's monster. Did you see him in that clip? Ma'am, I was with you when you said you couldn't trust him, but the Arab comment, that's not gonna help. Now, Asif Manvi's been out on the campaign trail covering the rallies. He joins us now. Asif, thanks for joining us. You were at the rally where Senator McCain said that he believed that Barack Obama is not an Arab, but a decent family man. What are your thoughts on that?
Thanks, John. Well, first off, to state the obvious, being an Arab and being a decent family man are not mutually exclusive. It absolutely could happen. I guess what I'm saying is there's no mathematical reason why someone of Arab descent could not somehow also love his family.
From the sound of what you're saying this has never happened?
I don't know of any cases. Not in the America I live in. But then again, you know, I wouldn't have thought there could be a two-headed turtle either. And then last week I turned on Animal Planet and boom, there it is.
Let me start this again, Asif. Okay, you would agree that there exists in the world decent family men?
Plenty.
And you would agree there are Arabs?
God, yes.
You'd agree there are then Arabs who are decent family men?
I'm not following.
All right, let me. All right, let's flip this. Would you agree at least that there are people who are neither Arabs nor decent family men?
Absolutely. They're called Italians.
No, wait, okay, listen. Let me get back to the issue. There's a lot of levels of crazy here. Okay. One is correcting misconceptions about Senator Obama.
Right.
The other is assigning a negative connotation to those misconceptions. You know, Barack Obama's not an Arab, he's a decent man. What's wrong with being Arab?
Nothing. I'm just saying I don't want a Muslim Arab terrorist for my president. Whether one of them is running or not.
Right, but that's... Here's my point. What's happening here is basically it's going Obama equals Arab equals Muslim equals terrorist.
Oh, slow down, Harvard. I'm not a math guy. So.
But see, that's what I mean. This is like there is a pride in ignorance.
Yes. And don't we deserve a voice?
Who?
The ignorant. This campaign speaks for us. The people that shouldn't necessarily speak. And...
Well,
and I, for one, salute them with a hearty... Asif Manvi!
Thank you very much, Asif Manvi. Asif Manvi, we'll be back.
This is Sarah.
And this is Beth.
And we are Pantsuit Politics,
a podcast where we take a different approach to the news.
We talk about news, we talk about politics, but we also talk about parenting and travel and pop culture and how all of that affects how we understand the world.
We're really different people. Sometimes you'll hear us agree and sometimes not. We think that's where the fun is. We laugh and learn together and with all of you twice a week, every week.
Pantsuit Politics is about engaging with each other and the news without the anxiety and the frustration.
We hope you'll join our conversation every Tuesday and Friday because politics doesn't have to be exhausting. Our listeners tell us it's like time spent with your good friends who did their homework.
Welcome back. As we saw earlier, Senator McCain has tried a variety of techniques to get the Straight Talk Express back on the highway to victory with enough electoral fuel, and it's... Right now, he's losing. Fear card hasn't worked, POW card, Maverick card, campaign suspension card, crazy base lady vice president card. Not a good hand. But this weekend, bing, idea.
Senator Graham, Mike Allen of Politico says that Senator McCain is considering unveiling some new economic proposals. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, we're going to talk this afternoon. It will be a very comprehensive approach to jumpstart the economy.
Ooh, the economy. I hear that's quite a hot topic. Unfortunately, later that day, McCain's advisors told reporters that they, quote, did not know why Lindsey Graham had said that. And that they weren't going to announce any new proposals, with McCain's policy advisor saying, I have no comment on anything to anybody. Adding, I said good day. Now, obviously, this sounds a little schizophrenic, but it's all part of their new campaign slogan. We know how to fix the economy. No, we don't. Shut up. You shut up. McCain, away! But the McCain campaign did have a game changer up its sleeve.
John McCain unveiling a new stump speech today.
John McCain hits the reset button.
The comeback starts now.
Clear signs that Senator McCain is changing his rhetoric.
Coming up, everybody, the new John McCain.
Call it John McCain 4.0.
McCain is expected to unveil a new kind of fiery stump speech.
The new stump speech is here! The new stump speech is here! Honey, honey, get the kids! The new stump speech is... I wonder where a new stump speech ranks on the excitement over the unveiling of new things scale. Let's see. I think it's probably somewhere between a new machine that makes gold. Oh, it's in between soup of the day and soup of the month. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the new.
I know what fear feels like. It's a thief in the night who robs your strength. I know what hopelessness feels like. It's an enemy who defeats your will.
I know what an enlarged prostate feels like. It's a fiery demon that takes the joy out of living.
Will veto every single pork barrel bill Congress passes. I will make them famous and you'll know their names.
I think I've heard this brand new speech before. I think it was at the Republican convention.
I will veto it. I will make them famous and you will know their names. You will know their names.
All right, obviously he's going to keep his catchphrase. This new speech can't be that similar to that one.
We'll drill them now. We're going to stop sending $700 billion a year to countries that don't like us very much. We'll invest in all energy alternatives, nuclear, wind, tide, solar, natural gas, clean coal technology. And we will encourage the manufacture of hybrid flex fuel electric automobiles. My friends, I can hardly
wait until I
introduce her to Washington, D.C. I've been fighting for this country since I was 17 years old. And I have the scars to prove it.
Fight for what's right for our country. Fight for the ideals and character of free people. Fight for our children's future. We never hide from history. We make history.
His supporters are going to be so mad when they find out he recycles. In fact, the only new bit of business in this fiery new stump speech was that McCain's now behind in the polls, and he let people know how comfortable he is with that position.
You know what they forgot? They forgot to let you decide. My friends, we've got them just where we want them.
Here's what we're gonna do, my friends. We're gonna let Obama win. Okay, now listen up. Then he's gonna get sworn in. We'll let him run the country for 3, maybe 4 years. And that's when we spring the trap. Is anyone really dopey enough to fall for this being a new speech?
And so there is the speech. It is not the usual stump speech by John McCain.
We'll be right back.
This is Sarah.
And this is Beth.
And we are Pantsuit Politics,
a podcast where we take a different approach to the news.
We talk about news, we talk about politics, but we also talk about parenting and travel and pop culture and how all of that affects how we understand the world.
We're really different people. Sometimes you'll hear us agree and sometimes not. We think that's where the fun is. We laugh and learn together and with all of you twice a week, every week.
Pantsuit Politics is about engaging with each other and the news without the anxiety and the frustration.
We hope you'll join our conversation every Tuesday and Friday because politics doesn't have to be exhausting. Our listeners tell us it's like time spent with your good friends who did their homework.
Welcome back. My guest tonight, he was the White House press secretary under President George W. Bush from 2001 to 2003. Please welcome back to the show, Ari Fleischer. Sir! Unruly mob that's been enraged by me. Sorry. Here's what I think is going on in the election, and you tell me. Here's what I believe the McCain-Palin ticket is doing. They're acting erratically. They're acting irresponsibly to convince the voters that they're actually Democrats. Because no one will vote for a Republican in this environment. What do you think?
I'm not sure.
I don't think that's right. What do you make of this? This seems insane.
Well, first of all, I'm glad I'm a happily retired man from active duty politics. This has been a tough one for any Republican to watch. This is a very bad year for Republicans, I hate to say it. This country really wants change, and John McCain is fighting his hardest to make himself the change element. Huge uphill climb. 3 weeks to go. Anything can happen, especially in this year, but it's tough.
What would you do if you're advising them? And I don't want to say how do you put lipstick on that pig because obviously that's sexist. So let me try something slightly different. How do you perfume this turd? How do you? What would you say to them? What would you?
Listen, John.
What should they do?
John McCain's best chance to win this election is for the stock market to continue to go up, for the people to start to think that something has been put in place to reverse the economy, and then to really focus on economic issues. If I were John McCain, and make himself the change element, and I think he can open up a front against Barack Obama. My problem with Barack Obama is really twofold. Mm-hmm. One is massive redistribution of income proposal he would have. Under his policy, it's about 45% of this country would longer pay any income tax.
Socialist.
Well, I know where you're going to say. You're going to say that's what George Bush is for. So I'm not going to go that direction. Right. I know you're going.
I was going to say, because it is funny to see people going, we're going to become socialists. Meanwhile, we've just nationalized the banks.
I told you. I knew you were
going. No, I know. I'm just saying.
But can't have a country that's going to be strong if you've got about 45% of the country that is excused from paying income taxes.
Isn't capital gains changes, isn't changing the investor class tax policies, redistribution of wealth, just in a different direction? I mean, this whole idea of we're not a free market system. There are puppeteers. It's just a question of which hand they're pulling the string on. And after this many years of the investor class and the very rich really dominating and expanding that gap, is it socialist to say, hey, maybe the guy struggling in the middle class, maybe we should cut his taxes
If I were convinced that redistribution...
But it's not...
If I thought that redistribution of income to the extremes that is being proposed would accomplish that, then who would be against that?
Well, now we're just arguing a price, then.
Well, we're arguing whether or not it's right for 45% of this country not to pay any income taxes.
If you were to say that
for them to
put up with trickle-down economics and for 8 years have being told, hey, man, don't worry, stay there, it's going to get wet soon, and it never gets wet, what if somebody new comes in and goes, make it rain, biatch? You know what I mean? Like, that's all I'm saying. No, that's a terrible one. Let me ask you this. What do you think of this Governor Palin? I know that you've spoken highly of her.
That's right.
What do you like about her?
I like Governor Palin.
Let me ask you this, and I say this as with great respect for your political acumen. Why?
Three reasons.
Okay.
One, because I'm a conservative.
Okay.
Two is because I like people to come in, change Washington, shake it up. Right. And three, she gives you a lot of good material.
How is she changing Washington? Because my sense of her is she won't take any questions from anybody, so she's not very transparent, and she's involved in an abusive power scandal. So how does she, when she goes to Washington, isn't she just like, I mean, I'm just saying, isn't she just, she's a dinner theater version of Bush Cheney, is she not? I mean, and, or is that, settle down, we're running out of time.
And by the way, you have to recognize one thing.
Yeah.
Cheney gets to stay. It doesn't matter who the vice president is. It'll be Obama Cheney, not Obama. He just comes with the place. He stays.
You're saying he's literally a barnacle. But do you get my point? You know, she keeps saying, who's Barack Obama? Well, who are you? We met you 6 weeks ago.
Look, here's what I think the issue is with her.
Yeah.
When Barack Obama began his candidacy 20 months ago,
right,
all the same arguments against her could be used against him. Inexperience, et cetera, too long a state senator, not a United States senator. He had 20 months to prove himself in the public's eye. That's right. What he's had the advantage of doing now. She hasn't had that long chance to prove herself without the scrutiny, because he got it scrutiny-free for the first few months of the primary, especially.
But she won't submit herself to scrutiny.
You put her in a similar spot, she would. Well, I think right now it's so super intense. And look at your show, John. Everything you showed was against McCain and
sure.
Palin. You didn't show any of the things about Obama today or Biden today.
Where is our journalistic ethics?
Exactly.
No. All right, well, let's That's how would point. You let's flip the script.
She's taking all the scrutiny that Obama didn't take from the media.
All right. My TiVo says no, but all right. Let's flip the script. Let's say you're a Democrat, and you are planning how you would attack Sarah Palin. Would you take the patriotism route?
You wouldn't.
With
you
her you secessionist?
Don't. She's running for vice president. It's like attacking Joe Biden. You don't. It's not relevant to who is going to lead America. It's either going to be John McCain or Barack Obama. And that's where both candidates should focus.
So you don't think the person who might be in the secondary position should be looked at, even when they've just appeared?
Of course they should be looked at, but the point is no presidential campaign should focus on the number two. If Barack Obama takes his eyes off John McCain,
not him,
Sarah Palin,
I'm saying, like,
he's making mistakes.
As the group, would you get her on the, like, secessionist party in Alaska, like, take that patriotism route, or would you go with the, religious nut, she had the witchcraft guy in her church and the Jews for Jesus guy? You could take the high road and just get her for her utter lack of experience.
But that would apply to Barack Obama, so you wouldn't let me do that.
Would you agree he's at least been vetted by an electorate?
Well, that's my point. He's had 20 months where his job was being a candidate. But he has less experience than her, of course, in terms of any executive judgments he's ever cast.
Right.
He's never been in an executive position. And she, of course, also... is the most popular governor of any state in the country. Both the Democrats and Republicans in Alaska give her 80% job approval.
Right. No,
that's for no reason. What's the reason?
No,
people
you're right.
People do like her when they've seen her.
In Alaska.
Because they know her.
No, I get it. So you feel that it's not a reflection on McCain's. He made the argument that it was all about experience, that Barack Obama was dangerously inexperienced, and then he picks Sarah Palin, who is, I guess, intriguingly inexperienced. Do you miss it? Would you, if they called you up and said, hey, man, we need you, your expertise in this is unparalleled, come and help us.
That's why I have caller ID.
Ari Fleischer has caller ID!
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
The time has come for drag queens to save the world.
Drag queens save the world.
RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars is back on Paramount Plus, and for the first time ever...
I want you to use your talent for good.
For a change.
Eight iconic queens are competing for the charity of their choice.
This is how you do drag.
Who will slay it forward, win cash for their favorite cause, and a coveted spot in the Drag Race Hall of Fame. RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. New season streaming May 17th exclusively on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.